New year, new you. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday. Hope you're having a wonderful day. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, as always, doing a great job on the ones and twos. The offseason is here officially for the Tennessee Titans. The coaching search is officially on for the Tennessee Titans. And they finally have a front office structure that's normal for the Tennessee Titans.
We'll see how long that lasts for, but anything. But I think she'll change her mind. I think she came out Friday with anticipation of today, Amy Adams Strunk, to know that, hey, look, for all the everybody concerned what's going on, there's one voice here that will report to me, and that's Mike Morganzi. And I thought that was because today the coaching search starts.
Do you truly – here's the thing. I don't – and this, of course, broke, and I was doing some stuff Friday. You and Nick did a great job.
Thanks, pal.
Of course, this broke at like 3:02. So you guys didn't have an opportunity to talk on this. But do you believe that – and by the way, hi, how you doing? 615-737-1025. Do you believe that Borgonzi and Brinker truly decided this on their own? Because I don't see somebody like Chad Brinker walking in going, hey, I think it'd be best if I took a demotion.
Yeah, right?
Because that's what this is.
What do all the shows here at 102.5 The Game talk about when it talks about the Titans? Who's in charge?
Right.
I don't know who's in charge. Yeah, now we know. So we're talking about it. You know, the league's talking about it. So it was a thing of like, all right, Borgonzi's running the show. Now we know. No more questions. Fine. If Amy's got to make a decision, if it was my team, I'd want you reporting to me too as well. But you got one guy doing the search, everything else. It's good. It's a good thing.
So do you remember 2007, I guess it was, they fired Floyd Reese, which, you know, obviously there's some personal connection there, I believe, was a mistake. But that's what they did. They fired Floyd Reese. The power struggle between Jeff and Floyd that was reported, Jeff wins, all that. Mike Reinfeldt comes in and is the general manager. And then it was like, I think it was after Bud died, there was this shift in power where all of a sudden Rustin Webster, who was there in some capacity, becomes a general manager. Mike Reinfeldt gets some BS title that he moves into some other thing. Within a year, he's gone. That's what I feel like is about it has happened.
I don't remember any of that. I mean, it happened, but it wasn't to me the concern like it is now.
Well, and I'm not necessarily saying it's a concern. I'm just saying this feels very similar that, you know, now the general manager is actually the general manager. He's going to do general manager things, which means he's going to put the roster together. He's going to hire and fire the coaches. He's going to be the football guy in charge, which is what a general manager does.
Yeah.
And so he is going to generally manage the football team. That is what he's going to do. And I love that I feel like I preface things and I don't have to, but I do because that's just how I am. I've met Chad Brinker a couple of times. He's a very nice guy. But this was not his gig. And I think he admitted several times, either on purpose or inadvertently, of he didn't ask for this job. This really isn't what he's meant to be. And so now he kind of goes back to, you know, he's managing the salary cap, which what does that mean for Vin Marino? But he's managing the salary cap. He's doing analytics and all those things. My guess is a year from now he's not there. I think this is probably a run the contract out where you don't have to – I think she's paying enough people not to work there. So
right, yeah.
I think she's probably looking at it that way. But I don't know. Here's the thing, and I'm going to say this today, January 5th, 2026. I don't know who got to her. I don't know if she came up with this on her own. I don't know if it was Borgonzi. I don't know if Brinker walked in there and said, I'm not meant to do this. Find another role for me. I don't know if it was divine intervention. I don't care. She got something right. Now, stay out of the way and let Borgonzi do his thing.
Which leads us into our question of the day brought to us by
Aries Tactical.
Yes. All right, it's out there. Who do you want to be the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans? There's like 18 candidates out there. We want to hear from you. Who do you think and who do you want to see as the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans? And Chase McCabe, I am putting you on the spot. Who do you want to see leading this team come next September on the field?
Question of the day presented by Aries Tactical, your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com. Who do I want to be the head coach? Not who do I think is going to be the head coach.
Who do you? This is not. This is who do you want? It has nothing to do with who do you think. Who do you want?
I want John Harbaugh. Don't know if he's going to be available or not, but he might be. That's who I'd want. And I can tell you this right now, that if he does become available and he wants to coach again, they need to call. And if he needs to step off from 3 to 6 to take a phone call, he certainly can. But they need to call Derek Mason and say, why should John Harbaugh be the coach of this team? Because he'll tell you why.
Okay. All right.
But I say John Harbaugh.
All right.
Who do I think it's going to be? I still think it's going to be Matt Nagy.
Matt Nagy. We know that.
Matt Nagy. So they've already asked the Chiefs permissions to talk to Nagy and Spagnuolo. I think that is a courtesy thing from Borgonzi. I don't think there is true interest in Spagnuolo, but I think it's a courtesy thing. They've also asked permission to talk to Vance Joseph, who's the defensive coordinator with the Denver Broncos. I'm going to say this because a lot of people are going to say that's the Rooney Rule, that's satisfying the Rooney Rule, and it might be. I do think Vance Joseph's going to get some interviews. I don't know if he's a head coach because it didn't work in Denver before when he was a head coach, but I also don't think he had a great situation either. I think he's a good coach as a defensive coordinator. So I'm going to say probably Rooney Rule for the Titans, but I do think he's going to get some interviews.
I want to see Robert Saleh here. I want to see the fire. I guess Arizona fired their coach too.
Yeah.
I'm looking up Jonathan Gannon.
Did.
So which Cardinals, Raiders, Browns, Falcons, Giants, Titans are all looking for head coach.
Okay, so here's what I'll say. Brian Daboll, I would talk to about OC, not head coach. Raheem Morris, no. But, I mean, an assistant, sure. Is he offense or defense?
Who's that?
Raheem Morris.
He's defense, isn't he?
Okay.
Yeah, I think
I talked to him about that. Kevin Stefanski, hell yes. Pete Carroll, no. Jonathan Gannon, no.
Well, of those six jobs, if I'm John Harbaugh, I ain't taking the Titans job if those six jobs are available.
If I'm John Harbaugh and those are the six jobs available, I'm probably going to Fox, CBS, ESPN, or something.
Well, if you want to coach again, I'm taking that Falcons job all day long. It's better than the Cardinals, Raiders, Browns, Giants, and Titans.
I'm going to disagree with you, my friend, and I'm so glad you brought this up.
What's better?
Because I texted you and I said there is a job that I'm going to surprise you on.
Okay.
That I don't think is a, I think Arthur Blank is becoming a little bit like Amy Adams Strong. Look at how many times that job, both the general manager job and the head coach job, have been open in the last handful of years.
Yeah, I
get
it. It's
been the same amount.
You got a defensive place in Atlanta. You don't have Jack here.
Well, so what's going on there? Would you okay? Well, let's peel it back this way. Michael Penix or Cam Ward?
Michael Penix.
I don't know.
All day.
I'm not sold.
All day. I just Cam regressed. He regressed.
I think Cam was a roller coaster. I think Cam would take a few steps forward and a few steps back. I think Cam was a rookie with a lame duck coaching staff, with no weapons, with, you know, us on the offensive line, and a defense that I mean, look, I actually think the defense is beat up and no numbers that they had, and the secondary especially, that defense fought.
For the Titans?
Yeah.
One of the worst defenses I've ever seen.
That's not what I said. I said they fought.
Okay, I can fight all. Argentina fought against Great Britain in the Falkland Islands. That war was over in an hour.
Sure.
Right?
But I'm saying.
But you think the Falcons' jobs are better than the Titans' job?
No, I think that I would lean towards the Titans right now.
Really? Over the Falcons?
Yes. Joe, what's going on there? He's had since 28-3.
Maybe he didn't hire good coaches.
He's the owner.
Maybe Art Smith
okay,
isn't good.
But that's,
maybe Raheem Morris wasn't good.
But that's
good.
What I'm saying. Like, and you can say the same thing about the Titans, but he had the right power structure. And since 28-3, when they had Dan Quinn and what was his name? Because I like him. Help me out. Who was the GM?
McKay?
No.
Rich McKay?
No.
Tannenbaum? Jason Voorhees?
No. God, this is dry. Belial? Thomas Dimitroff.
Okay.
So since Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn, which I think that was a good combo, they haven't been able to get it right. They bring in Fontenot. He really didn't look like he knew what he was doing.
Right.
I like Raheem Morris, but I didn't think Raheem Morris was the answer. And Art, to me, and you're right, Art may not be a head coach. And last night, I questioned if he was an offensive coordinator on some things.
Right.
But he never truly had the quarterback.
True. He went all in on Desmond Ritter. That was a prop. That's the whole thing about
Art. Did he go all in on Desmond Ritter, yeah, or was he basically told you got to go all in on Desmond Ritter?
I think he went. Ritter was a guy that he really, really liked. But yeah, we can talk about that later on. But head coach, Dr. Crane, do you got an opinion on who you want to see the new Titans head coach? Who would you like to see?
Robert Saleh seems to be the hands favorite for me. I mean, if there's another coach out there, it'd probably be an offensive coordinator.
Right.
Maybe Cliff Kingsbury. I saw his name was floated around this morning. Yeah. Probably won't happen. That's about it.
Yeah, I just like Saleh because I want a coach who's going to bring you fire and brimstone. Who's going to yell at you. Yeah, right? That's what I want to see here. So, that's it. We all know who it's going to be.
I agree on Saleh, Nick, but I think what's going to hurt him, unless they get beat this weekend, which they very well could, I think they want to get somebody in. And so I don't know if they're going to – unless there's just somebody like if they're hearing through the grapevine – that Mike Tomlin would leave Pittsburgh as soon as they're knocked out and they have a chance, then they might wait. But, like, I think if he's keyed in on Nagy or Spagnuolo or Stefanski or, you know, whoever, and know that you could get them tomorrow, you know, then I think that's going to hurt Robert Saleh.
Do you have the list who's been contacted?
Because
I know officially Matt. Look, we all know Matt Nagy is going to be the new head coach. There's 100% in my mind. I just want to throw out there suggestions of you guys because we all think it's Matt Nagy, and we'll just play commercials till DVD at 3:00, right? I mean, so we want to hear who you think, who you would like to see.
Well, and I want to know what people think is about the best job open.
Run that too as well. But I think Nagy is going to be the guy.
Is the Raiders a good job?
I would not take that job at all because I
told you.
Even
with Brady?
No, because of one thing. It's Vegas. Tell me, it's Vegas. And for the time we were out there, I was like, holy hell, what's going on here?
So they haven't – I don't think they've contacted him yet, but the expectation is the Titans, Giants, and other teams with openings to request to interview Cliff Kingsbury. I don't want Cliff Kingsbury, but talk to him. All right, Lou Anarumo, who is the Colts defensive coordinator, he had a stint in Cincinnati under Zach Taylor. We don't need any more damn Zach Taylor assistants.
Get it.
So they've requested – all right, here we go. They have requested to interview Vance Joseph, Lou Anarumo, Steve Spagnuolo, and Matt Nagy.
Okay.
And John will tell us how it's spelled later. Thank you, John.
But we agree, Matt Nagy, right? I mean, that's because of the article that came out last week. I forget, was it an Athletic article or whatever it was, about the relationship between Borgonzi and Matt Nagy. So it's a done deal, right? So we get all that. But
I've talked to some people about him. Now, what's going to be interesting, and we may do this week, I'd like to get somebody on from Chicago because I'm told nobody has a good thing to say about him in Chicago,
okay,
which worries me. I mean, that does concern me. But you talk to Kansas City or anywhere else, and you get good things. Now, one thing that has been consistent, even from the Chicago folks, has been he's got to get the staff right. That if he gets the staff right, then you may have something. But everybody's telling me it all depends on the staff.
Staff is important. It's got to be strong.
It does.
You have a strong staff.
Yes, you do.
We
have a strong staff here.
We
at
do.
105 The Game.
We do.
Dr. Crane, a part of that.
It's all good a job, big Dr. part Crane. Of that, yeah, as well.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It's all about you guys today. We got a ton of calls. We got a ton of texts. Who do you want to be the next Titans head coach? The offseason is now. Fourth overall pick, by the way, in the draft.
Which they've never had. They've never had a number four pick.
Interesting. So fourth overall pick. And the coaching search is officially underway. We will discuss that and so much more today. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Little Huey Lewis in the news. Good stuff there, Dr. Crane. Chase and Big Joe on this Monday. The Titans offseason has officially begun. And they've asked to interview several coaching candidates. And it's also Black Monday in the NFL. So this is what we know. Raheem Morris was the first to go. Well, obviously, Brian Callahan was fired in season. Brian Daboll was fired in season. So the Titans and the Giants were open. Raheem Morris was fired in Atlanta. So the Falcons' job became open. Kevin Stefanski fired this morning. Pete Carroll fired this morning. Jonathan Gannon fired this morning in Arizona. So that is that. Those are the six jobs. NFL.com has ranked the six jobs.
Ooh.
Who do you think they have in number one? Or what team do you think they have number one?
Falcons.
New York Football Giants.
Crazy.
Number two.
Falcons.
Cleveland Browns. Number three.
Falcons.
There you go.
There we go.
All right. Number four.
Titans.
Arizona Cardinals.
Throw that list away. Can you name three players besides Kyler Murray on that team?
Marvin Harrison Jr. Connor, the running back, is he still there?
Yeah, he's on the IR, but James still there. Connor.
Okay.
James Connor.
You're the same ones I can, and one more, the tight end.
Trey McBride.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, what a, just a non-existent franchise.
All Michael right, Carter. Who? Running back, Michael Carter. Zonovan Knight.
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. Right.
They have the Titans at five and the Raiders at six.
God, the Raiders at six. That's something else.
Yeah.
There you go. So, I don't know. I think that Titans job, to me, is number five.
You know what I think should happen? The Raiders should come out and say, Tom Brady is not only a part owner, but he's going to be the general manager or president of football operations. He tells Fox goodbye because that'd be a conflict of interest, and Brady goes and runs the Raiders. Because I don't know it. I don't know that he'd be good at it, but I kind of want to see it.
I think he likes calling football games now. I think he's comfortable now. And he's
gotten better at it. Let's go to the phones. T-Mac, who you want as the Titans head coach?
Yeah, so I don't have, and I kind of said this on the last show, I don't have a problem with them interviewing Matt Nagy, although he's not the most favorable one. And then, Mike McCarthy. But if I were them, I would wait. Anybody that comes out of the NFC West, whether it's from the 49ers, whether it's from the Rams or the Seahawks, that's who I'm interviewing. I will wait. Like, I'm getting anybody. I mean, other than Vance Joseph, I'm getting anybody to come out of the NFC West. Most especially if they come from under the Sean McVay tree. Yeah, that's who I'm getting.
Okay, appreciate it, T Mac. Here's the thing, though. They've kind of tried that.
They have.
All right, now let me ask you. Let me play some what ifs with you before we get to Adam. If the Packers get run out of Chicago Saturday night, does he become available? Does Matt LaFleur become available?
I think he said he's committed back for 26, right? I thought I've read that somewhere.
I haven't
But
seen
if
that.
Not, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Maybe you have.
Maybe. But look, you can change your mind in the last second. You make it like, all right, I'm out of here.
Because here's what I think. If Matt LaFleur becomes available, that's when you're going to see the true test of can she stay out of the way. Because I'm told she loved him.
Well, he's only here for a year.
But I was told she loved him. So if he's available, does she pull a Tommy Smith and say, hey, come meet your head coach?
I think she – absolutely. I mean, you have to, right? Would you not want to interview Matt LaFleur? I would.
I would interview him.
Yeah.
But I would let Borgonzi make that decision. If Borgonzi truly feels Matt Nagy would be better for this team than Matt LaFleur, then you have to support that decision.
I think Matt Nagy's hired by Friday.
I do too.
I think he's the guy.
I said that last week.
They'll satisfy all the Rooney Rule stuff and get everything what they have to do, the protocols, and they hire Matt Nagy. He's going to bring in the guy that he knows. He's not bringing in a guy that he does not know. Bringing a guy that he knows, Matt Nagy. I just think by Friday is going to the weekend. You got your guy.
I would agree with you on that. Let's go to Adam in Portland. Adam, what's up?
Yeah, man. I think y'all got it. You've hit the nail on the head. It's Nagy. I don't want him, but necessarily, I don't not want him. But I would want Stefanski if I could get Jim Schwartz in a combo package. Jack, you said something that is interesting earlier. You said you didn't think the defense. You thought the defense fought hard. I 100% agree with you. I know what you're saying. Can anybody in this world besides our defensive backs coach name the four starters yesterday for the Titans D-backs?
No.
Because if you can't, nobody can. I don't think anybody on the Titans could do it, to be honest with you.
But here's the thing, Adam.
That they've had to play like that all season long.
31 other teams don't care. They don't care. They don't care that you're starting four guys who were working in the streets last week.
Yeah, but they've been doing it since, like, week three, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, Chase is right. This team fought. So I would take that into account.
So thanks for the call, Adam. So in that sense, does the next coach consider keeping Denard Wilson?
I think he's a great coach.
I think he's been fine.
Just no talent.
Yeah, right. I mean, so I think John Fossil and Denard Wilson should get consideration to remain on the staff.
But if they don't, I understand it.
I do too, because at the same time, and look, we've had these conversations with people. I think the head coach should pick his staff. I don't think it should be the GM. I don't think it should be anybody else. The head coach should pick their staff. And if they bring in, you know, Matt Nagy and there are people that he wants, then you let him go get them. If they bring in Matt LaFleur and there's people from Green Bay that he wants to bring with him, right, then you let him. Like, there's my guy syndrome. Well, sometimes
holdovers
that's
never
what you
work.
Need.
That's why coaches want their guys.
They sometimes
in there.
Do. I mean, I think Arthur Smith is an example of one that worked, but you know, he was on like three different staffs with the Titans.
But I'm bringing my guys in. It's my coaching staff. I'm bringing my guys in. By the way, Nick Bears texted in. You know you know who he wants?
Who?
He says, break the bank. Go hire Kurt Cignetti. His buyout is like $90 million.
Yeah.
Amy can afford it. I know that. But that's a whole other segment.
By the way,
day.
Do you want my hot – this is not a Titans hot take, but it's a hot take.
Sure.
And I've said it once, and you were kind of like, But I'm pushing the chips in the middle of the table now on it. Kalen DeBoer to the Atlanta Falcons.
No.
Stay one step ahead of the jailer and go back with your quarterback. It would be, look, now would I do it if I was the owner? No, I think it'd be a terrible hire.
Right.
But I'm just saying Arthur Blank is starting to show signs of that. And it's like, hey, he could get the best out of his quarterback. DeBoer's looking around Tuscaloosa, knowing that daddy's still leaning over his shoulder, and they just lost.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good fit for him. I think Sala's a good fit for the Falcons. Falcons got a damn good defense. I'm telling you, they got a damn good defense. Robert Sala's the guy. Get them the next level.
If you're Arthur Blank, do you revisit Belichick?
No. No, because it's gone so bad at North Carolina. It's so awful over there, from what I've told.
I agree.
That no, and like, I don't want that part of this. Start something fresh and something new.
I think that's why he didn't get the job to begin with.
Yeah, and then you look now with all that's going on. No, I would not get Belichick. Robert Saleh is a fit for the Falcons. And, like, and you know, somebody texted me like, well, nobody wants a Cardinals job. That's always wrong. There are only 32 of these jobs in the world. And you ask a high school football coach down in Munfordville, Tennessee, you want to coach the Cardinals? Hell yeah. These jobs will all be filled. Now, they're not the greatest jobs, but they're NFL coaching jobs. So they'll be taken. But this Titans job, and now you got the Raiders out there and the Falcons and Browns and everything's open up. I mean, now you're battling for coaches. But if you know Nagy's your guy, get him. Go get him.
Get him. 615-737-1025. Rich in Brentwood. Rich, who you got?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. It's going to be Nagy as head coach. But I have got a few pointers for O-line. What do you think about Bruce Matthews?
No. He was awful with Mike Munchak, and the rumor was he was lazy. So, no. I get it, but no thank you.
Okay, how about defense coordinator Schwartz or Denard?
All day.
And offense coordinator Mike McDaniels?
If he's available,
yes.
If, yeah. And my prediction for this weekend is going to be the Rams, Bears, Jags, Eagles, Pats, and Texans as your winners.
Okay.
And national championship for college will be Miami Hurricanes.
Love it.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate
Thank you, Rich.
It.
All right, perfect.
Rich Rod.
Kenny the Mailman. Kenny, what's up?
Hello, good friends. Chase, you asked a minute ago, what was one of those best teams for a coach to go to? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Isn't that sort of like asking, what's the best third world country to raise your children in? None of those. You wait, you take a TV job and wait for a real job. I mean, it's like a wheel of fortune when you go to those teams. Yeah. Spin the wheel, get a new coach in 3 years.
Kenny, could you imagine if that was how they chose a coach, by wheel of fortune? You had to spin it around?
They're doing about as well as some teams.
They should do a coach draft, and just like the NFL draft.
Well, Chase and I, Kenny, talked about doing the Bachelor with a football. You get a football for the coach you want to choose.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. You're my expert on this, okay? Oh,
okay.
You have interviewed for so many jobs and got them here. You're only two away from matching George Plaster on getting jobs. When they bring these coaches in, yeah, they're interviewing them, but these smart coaches are interviewing the Titans. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Miss Amy, are you going to come get me out of a meeting where we're discussing a game plan to win this division to announce that you fired the GM? You want me to announce that you fired the GM? Are you going to come get me out of a meeting to announce a bad trade you announced earlier this year? Are you going to trade like a player that changes the whole team like A.J. Brown because you don't like him? They're going to interview them as much as they're interviewing the Titans. And if they have any sense, they'd wait a year. Hey, I want to hear what y'all say on that, and y'all have a great day.
Thank you, brother. Kenny. Appreciate it.
All good points.
All good points, yeah. I mean, does the new coach, does Matt Nagy have to have tea with Miss Amy? Or
I don't know, but tell me why you don't want him.
Why I don't want Matt Nagy?
Yeah.
I want him. I'm fine. I mean,
there's got to be a downside, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't think it went well in Chicago. Here, let me answer this coming up next, because I do have some insight that I've been told about him. 615-737-1025 is Chase and Big Joe on this Monday, presented by the Omni, 1025 The Game. This is what the Titans will be playing when they find their next head coach. Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni on 1025 The Game. Chase, Big Joe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier with you on this Monday. Couple of little things. We'll get back to the text and the phones on who you think should be the next head coach for the Tennessee Titans. ML Football on Twitter. This is insane. The Raiders could be spending $50 million on fired coaches. They owe Antonio Pierce $8 million. They owe Josh McDaniels $10 million. They still owe John Gruden $10 million. Jeez. Pete Carroll $16 million. Chip Kelly, who they fired as offensive coordinator, $6 million. It's freaking nuts. And then I saw this. I'm going to butcher her name, so I apologize. But you've seen her. I think she does sideline reporting on CBS, but she's worked with the Browns too. Aditi Kinkhabawala. I knew it was going to be her. I'm sorry.
She's...
We'll go with Aditi.
You tried to edit in midair. God bless you, man.
she says, Kevin Stefanski is sincerely one of the best humans I've ever dealt with in this business. Whatever organization gets him will love his steady and level leadership. And for what it's worth, I think he and Cam Ward would be an ideal personality fit. Winky face.
Okay.
So that is interesting.
Okay. Well, there we go. Heard that from others around.
Look,
about that.
I'm not out on him, because I think he's a 2-time coach of the year, and anything with the Browns, you need to actually research it. You don't need to just go, oh yeah, it's the Browns, or he did a bad job there. I mean, you got to look at it.
It's the Browns too,
right?
I mean, that's even part
right.
of
so,
it.
So I mean, would you take the Browns or the Titans?
Titans.
Yeah.
I ain't working for that organization at all. By the way, he looks like our friend Kevin Creasy from Oakland High School. Stefanski does.
By the way, also this, Ian Rappaport and others. Good news for the Titans and Cam Ward. Exams revealed an AC joint sprain in his shoulder. No surgery required. Sources say best case scenario heading into the offseason.
All right. We'll talk about Cam running later on. We'll visit that later on during the show. I got something on that. But I ask you about Matt Nagy. What's the downside of Matt Nagy? And you were going to tell me. Oh, no.
Can I read one more?
Please
thing?
Do. And please try to pronounce her name one more time.
NFL Memes says, remember, folks, every time the Browns or Raiders fire a coach, it's time to change out the batteries in your smoke alarm.
Every 6 months.
That oh, man. Is a good one. All right, here's my thing on Matt Nagy. I was told in Chicago he was just – he was very hard to deal with.
Okay.
And I think that – he's learned. I've also been told from Kansas City that he recognized that and Andy recognized that. And so he's really worked on that. And it wasn't that he meant to be a jerk. It was just he was so dialed in and one of those guys that just all he wanted to do was coach. He didn't want to deal with the other things. But part of being the head coach is you have to deal with the other things. You're the CEO. You have to go do the press conferences. And look, I've seen from afar that I think Vrabel has now we'll see, you know, when they have a bad season, they're winning right now, but you know, Vrabel had to go through that. So I think there are some where it's fine. Like you're going to be, you know, a Richard sometimes, but I think at the same time, you do have to learn how to play the game. Now media here is going to be a hell of a lot different than Chicago.
Sure.
But I do wonder what that's going to look like second time around. Because, look, he's getting a job, I think. I think he's getting a job, whether it's here or somewhere else.
There's not a doubt in my mind he's not hired here.
Yeah.
I mean, that article summed everything up, how close Borghansi and he are. Look, I got a message. You're my buddy. You can take it to the team. And I trust you in all this. And I think that happens. I don't think he's a fit for Cardinals, Falcons, Browns, anyplace else. But, look, if you make a good point. LaFleur comes open. You interview him, kick the tires on him, and everything else. But I think Nagy's the guy. He's an offensive guy who's worked with Mahomes and need to work with Cam Ward. I think it all goes hand in hand.
Is there any chance in your mind that Cleveland, being Cleveland, talks to or eventually hires Deion Sanders?
Man, that is...
I think that would be the worst possible move they could do. But, again, it's the Browns.
Man, that's – I didn't thought about that. That's really – gosh. Yes. Yeah, I do. Because it's a show. It's a joke now.
Yeah.
Right?
And
you bring him in. You got
your son.
I mean,
if they're – look, he didn't play that bad.
Not at all. I'm telling you, he's not a bad quarterback. And I don't know why he did not start over Dylan Gabriel. I don't understand it. Maybe Stefanski. Look, Stefanski had Deshaun Watson, who's a train wreck. Then you had Kenny Pickett in there. Then you had Shador. Then you had
Flacco.
Dylan Gabriel. Flacco. I mean, he had all this nonsense in there. He had to go out and coach the team. So Stavansky's going to be gobbled up and soon. But, Deion, that's a great one, man. We'll all bitch and moan about it, but we'll all watch that football team.
Yep. Scott in Hendersonville wants to weigh in on the Titans. Scott, what you got?
Question of the day, I'm going to say Andrew Burnett. You know, he'll probably get fired when they get off to a 1-3 start, but if they just stick with him, he'd have them playing like Super Bowl contenders halfway through.
Okay.
Scott. But,
No, I'm just I have no idea. I mean, it's not a great menu to pick from, but my question, I called about, you know, the guy that called in and asked the question, you know, who did the Titans start in the secondary yesterday? Can anybody name them? And of course, nobody outside of the DB coach probably could. And my question is, you know, and it's just a pattern, and it goes back year, and it's not only trading, but, you know, not re-signing their draft picks. But what was the purpose of getting rid of Roger McCreary? Fifth-round pick. You know, he had a first-round grade. They drafted him in the second. He wasn't going to break the bank. What good is a fifth-round pick? I mean, are they going to find anybody that good enough to replace him with a fifth-round pick? No.
I think that Borghansi is a talent evaluator, probably looked at him and just said, he's not what we're looking for. And so he was getting – I mean, if you look at the moves they made, they've gotten rid of a lot of players that they didn't pick. So that's what I think it is.
He was the best DB on the team. That's fair. Not saying much, but it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It's called my guy syndrome, Scott. They all want their own people. I mean, whether it's right or wrong, I think that's what it is.
Well, good luck finding an impact DB in the fifth round.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it happens occasionally, but it's you know, some of the trades that have been made, and I realize it's a different regime, but, you know, going back the last several years just baffle me.
No, you're correct. Well, you're correct on all this, buddy. You're correct on all of it.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Appreciate it. To wrap up on Matt Nagy, the GM in Chicago was a dip, you know what. Like, he was an idiot.
Who was it?
It was Ryan Proles or what was his name? What is it?
Ryan Poles?
Poles. Yeah. Thank you. Poles. Yeah. He was an idiot. he had Mitch Trubisky.
Right.
Which he got him to the playoffs. Let's not forget that.
He did.
So there's something to be said for that. Was he coach of the year that year? Was Matt Nagy coach of the year? I don't know. So look, I mean, 2018. So I think he'd be a good hire.
I think he'd be an excellent hire.
But again, you got to get the staff right, and then he and Borgonzi need to decide very quickly. Okay, do we have the right guy in Cam Ward?
Yeah, I'm all in on Matt Nagy.
Which that leads us, because now I want to hear what you have to say about him running. We'll talk about
that buddy.
Coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on this Monday, 102.5 The Game.
I didn't realize we were back. Sorry there.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday. All right, so Cam Ward gets hurt in the first quarter, first possession,
right,
going for a touchdown. He scores a touchdown, dives in, lands awkwardly on the shoulder. The reports are does not need surgery, and it'll, you know, it's the best case scenario for him. Should be good to go by the start of the season. You have thoughts on this?
Stop running. Stop running your quarterback. I'm telling you, 26, they're going to double down. If your quarterback takes off, they're going to light him up. I know they do it now. Stop running. I mean, that's a guy, that's your franchise.
And so now, was it a design run?
It was an RPO, yeah.
RPO?
Yeah, and he took off around the right side. I was like, and I get it, but your court, throw that ball away, man. Like Manning and Brady and all those, throw the ball to a receiver. Let playmakers do it.
I am so disappointed in you.
Stop making this, because I'll tell you what: if you're running, I'm coming after you.
Okay,
I'm gonna take you out.
It's football.
I get
you
that.
Say this all the time.
Right,
it's football.
You're
it's a contact sport.
You're the quarterback.
It's a dangerous sport.
Okay, you don't need to do that.
But he made a play and he scored a touchdown
and he's out.
Okay,
he's out. Out
it
for
happens.
The rest of the game.
It happens.
He could be out for 3 to 4 months.
It happens.
Don't run. Don't run.
I disagree.
Don't run.
If part of your arsenal is your legs.
It's not his legs. That's the problem. He's not a good running quarterback. He's not.
But he made a play.
Yeah, and he got injured. He was out the rest of the game. Are you happy that he got injured?
No.
Okay.
But he made a play.
He scored. We're happy about
that. But he made a play.
We got beat 41-7, but by golly, he made a play.
Well, look.
Ridiculous.
You could have made the argument that he didn't even need to be in there.
I'm coming after you. Teams are going to start doubling down. You run, I'm coming after you,
so part of it is build a better offensive line where you don't have to do RPOs like that and get a receiver that'll catch the damn ball.
Offensive line has nothing to do with RPO. That's nothing to do with that.
Okay, well, they're calling it because they know that.
So we drop back to pass, throw the ball away. Don't run. Don't be the Jake Locker. Don't do all that.
I don't know, man.
Like, don't
he
do
made
that.
A play. He made a play. He got hurt making a play.
Yeah. Don't design the
I
play
don't,
for
I
him.
Don't, I don't
throw
have
the
a,
ball.
I don't have a problem with a guy getting hurt trying to make a play.
I do.
It sucks.
It's your franchise.
If that had been game one, we might be having a different conversation. But the kid made a play.
I'm not a fan. Just don't call plays for that.
But I mean, like, you.
Who's a better runner? Chig, Io Manner, DK, Tony Pollard, Tajay Spears. All of them are better runners.
Yeah, sure.
Get the ball to them.
Okay. Then just get rid of RPOs altogether.
I'm with that.
Just get him out of the game.
If I see you running, I'm going after you, man.
Because Big Joe wants 1970s football where we have
– Damn right I do. Where see Aaron Rodgers run last night?
Yeah.
And he threw his mind like, I'm going to try – no, I'm not going to go. And he ran out of bounds 2 yards for the first down because he couldn't –
He used to be a running quarterback.
Used to be a running quarterback because he knows they're going to make it.
But I mean, like, you are the one that say all the time – that this is a dangerous sport. Kissing your girlfriend is a contact sport.
It's a violent sport.
It's a violent sport.
Yes.
So
don't run the ball like that. Don't call a design plate for you to run. Don't do that. It's that simple.
I'm going to disagree.
Flip it to Tony Pollard. Let him do it.
Now
your quarterback's
out.
That's
fine.
They dodged a huge bullet yesterday.
But, I mean.
For what?
Like, he could have he could have broken his shoulder or something getting sacked as many times as he did this
year.
That
happens, right? That happens.
But
he can't help that. You're running the football down the field. Stop running the football. You are not a running quarterback. Don't say to me, use your legs. No.
But he can.
Throw the ball. Throw the ball down the field. And now you're quarterback. And thank God it's only a mild sprain of his shoulder. Thank the Lord. That's all it is. I am just not a fan of having your franchise running the ball down the field like that.
Adam in Portland says, I've already agreed with Chase once today, but I agree with Joe on this one. Cam should not run ever in his life. He looks like Neil O'Donnell trying to move around like that, like a turtle.
No, I'm saying if you scramble and the pocket breaks, I get all that. Just don't design him a play.
Herb from McEwen, totally agree, don't run. Jay from Laverne, Joe is making a great argument. So a lot of people listen to you. Dylan in Antioch, Chase is totally right. Chase says all the time, kissing your girlfriend isn't a contact sport. It's football. It's tough, violent game. Can't wrap the quarterback in bubble wrap. It's football.
No, I get that. But don't call plays to get him outside like that and get hit by gigantic, mean men. Don't do that. Because you're not a running quarterback.
He didn't really get hit. He heard it diving. He dove.
That's fine. And he didn't make a play.
I think he landed on the pylon, funny.
That's fine.
And they got all that camera and stuff in it now.
But he is your franchise. He is your future and everything.
Look, Joe, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm also not going to sit here and say, "Well, you can't run, Cam." Like we're not running RPOs because I think
design him plays. Just don't do that.
It's a part of the game now.
Don't do that.
I mean, you're going to have to.
He's not Lamar Jackson. He can't run.
He's not. You shouldn't do it all the time. But I mean, that was a freak thing. Like he dove for the pylon.
But
he landed funny.
Why did he dive for the pylon?
Because he was about to get hit.
Because he was running the football.
Yeah, well, right? Okay. Fine.
Hand the ball, get it out of there. Yeah, other quarterbacks are able to do that, man. Don't. He's got a way to go to learn. And, look, I think he's got talent. I think once they build around him, he can throw the football on a dime. I think he knows. I think he's a very intelligent kid. I think he knows how to read defenses.
We have triggered.
I'm sorry. I want this guy to succeed. I want my hometown football team to succeed at some point. And this guy's got talent, and now he's injured.
Okay, let's just run through these. Doug in Nashville, you're up. What you got?
I've got to rubber stamp what Joe says. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Michael Vick. He's not John Elway in the playoffs. We're setting this dude up for failure. And the other thing, in his defense, he'll run what you tell him to run because he's a kid. Quit designing things to get him crucified. This wasn't a playoff game. So why do you want to lay it out on the line when, worst case scenario, the new coach is going to be trying to groom and save his job with a backup? That's what you just did. You set a new coach up with a backup. I'd hate to know I'm walking in with a second string trying to win the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. That's fair.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. By the way, Hair Metal Henry says, kissing your girlfriend is only a contact sport when your wife finds out.
Leave it to him.
Leave it to him. Gator Mike. Mike, what you got?
Chase, I'm with you. Joe, you're so dumb.
Thank you.
Are you going to tell him not to take a five-step drop because our offensive line sucks and he may get hurt because of that big, mean pass rusher coming? Come on, Joe.
No, don't design him plays to run. If he takes off running because
it's a run pass option.
Take the run pass option out of this. It's not too hard. And now you got your franchise who's got a shoulder injury because you designed a damn running play for him in a game that didn't matter. Does that not make sense? It didn't. The game did not matter.
You know an injury can happen on any play.
Right, but don't run him.
Okay.
Don't run it. The pocket breaks down. He takes off running. I'm fine with that. Don't design a play where he gets hit.
Mike, I'm with you on this. We're
you two aligned. You two just go to lunch.
Take care, Chase.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. You just want to yell today, don't you?
I want things to work.
I am shocked by this because I thought when you brought this up earlier, okay, he's going to be with me and he's going to yell at people that are like, you shouldn't have been playing him. It didn't mean anything. He shouldn't have been running. And
why? What did it get you? What did it get you?
I mean, nothing. They weren't going
to
win
anyway. Throw
the ball.
Design plays not to do that.
But don't you want – don't like whether it's a design play or not –
Chase, don't, I get it. If the pocket breaks down and you start running down the field and you get your head knocked off and you blow your knee out, that's different because you're reacting to the situation. This was a play call. A play call to put your guy in harm's way. Why?
Joe,
in a game that didn't matter.
I understand. And you're okay, I'll give you that maybe I don't call that in this game. But I'm not taking it out.
Small win for Joe right
now. I'm not taking it out because he can run it. And also, if I'm an incoming coach and I watch that play and I go, well, the kid gave everything he had on that play and he got hurt. I love that. That's the kind of guy I want on my team. It sucks he got hurt.
Yeah.
And if it was game one, it would suck even more.
Right.
But it's football. It is what it is.
That's fine. If you get hit. But you designed a play again,
right?
For him to run,
but they don't put plays in the playbook that are designed runs. Go well, we're gonna get him hurt on this play.
Tell me why you put it in.
Like Tony Pollard could have run the ball and gotten hurt.
Okay, he's a running back. He's not your franchise.
Cam Ward could have gotten sacked on a three-step.
That happens.
Step drop.
That happens. And I see the correlation between the two of those. But the fact that pocket broke and he got that's okay. But you put him in harm's way. Chase, go stand in the middle of Murfreesboro Road and see if you can dodge cars.
I'm going to pass on that.
Right?
I don't want to play Frogger.
Right. I put you in a situation that could get you injured. Throw the ball. You're a quarterback. Stop this nonsense.
Yeah. Look, half the people agree with me and half the people That's agree
fine.
With you.
Well, there's no wrong or right answer.
Al, what side are you on?
I'm on the side of protecting your quarterback. But the thing is, until you get an offensive line stabilized, where that can pass protect and run block, you don't know what you're going to have. Plus, if you got to have receivers, they're going to catch the ball. Too many times I watch the games and get disgusted watching Cam Ward make a great throw and it hits Ridley or some of the other guys in the hands. Get guys in there that can make plays. You got to have, and then you've got to have stability with your coaching staff. You know, otherwise you're going to be bound to repeat the mistakes at the Cleveland Browns. Every other year you draft a quarterback because he's getting killed or he's gun-shy because your offensive line is like water through a screen door. They're terrible. Until you get all that stabilized, you don't know what you're going to have. I wouldn't give up on the kid yet. He's a rookie. You've got to give him a chance, give a guy a chance, but you got to give him tools in order to work with.
Thanks. You're right. All right, that is a fair call. Thank you, Al. Appreciate it. We got to run on that. We'll Eric, stay on the line. We'll get to you coming up next in hour number two. We'll continue to take who do you think should be the next Titans head coach. We'll go through what moves have been made already and what's next. And we'll continue to talk about this Cam Ward thing because a lot of you wanted to weigh in on it. 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game.